4. A stream of sound. In any one of the nearly 7,000 languages of the world, babies begin to communicate along a roughly similar schedule. Most begin to talk around their first birthday. They put words together in simple sentences like, "eat cookie," at about a year and a half. They pick up as many as 10 words a day in their twos, and by the time they're 3, most are speaking in sentences and know over 1,000 words. For English speakers, there are only another 50,000 more to learn by adulthood. How do children do it? Here's where the answers get harder. Learning language is doubtless the greatest intellectual feat any one of us is ever required to perform, said Leonard Bloomfield, a major linguist of the early 20th century. It's so difficult, computers still can't do it. So far, they have been successfully programmed to fluently understand only one speaker at a time. Yet babies and young children master this enormous task so naturally, few of us even remember making the effort. From St. Augustine to Charles Darwin to Noam Chomsky to modern-day linguists, a subset of whom are also neuroscientists, a long line of thinkers have pondered the question. Today's views on how babies accomplish the feat owe much to the ideas that Chomsky put forward in the late 1950s when he burst onto the language scene and spearheaded the cognitive revolution in linguistics and psychology. Up to that point, the behaviorists, led by B.F. Skinner, held sway. Expanding from Pavlov's famous experiments in which dogs could be made to salivate at the ringing of a bell, the behaviorists maintained that animals and children were essentially blank slates and could be conditioned to do almost anything, provided the stimuli and setting were right. Language, argued Skinner, was just another behavior, a verbal behavior. Chomsky disagreed and wrote a devastating review of Skinner's work. Chomsky's main idea directly contradicted the behaviorists and was hugely controversial at the time. Some aspects of it are still debated, even by Chomsky himself, but many of its tenets are widely accepted today. He argued that babies arrive in the world with an innate ability for language. Nature, said Chomsky, has provided children with a surprising level of knowledge about language that they can't have had time to learn. The language instinct.